Part 2 of the Sutra expounded by the Buddha on the practice of the way through contemplation of the Bodhisattva all-embracing goodness. After purifying the sense faculty of sight, the practitioner must further internalize and recite the Great Vehicle Sutras and, at the 6 specified times of day and night, kneel formally and undertake self-amendment. Additionally, the practitioner must speak these words: "Why is it that I can now see only Shakyamuni Buddha and Buddhas emanated from him, but not the stupa of abundant treasures Buddha, the reliquary of his entire body? The stupa of abundant treasures Buddha is always present. It does not cease to exist. I cannot see the stupa because my eyes are yet faulty and impaired." After saying these words, the practitioner must do further self-amendment. After 7 days have passed, the stupa of abundant treasures Buddha will emerge from the ground. Shakyamuni Buddha will then open the door of the stupa with his right hand, and abundant treasures Buddha, fully engaged in the specialized focus of mind regarding the universal manifestation of his figure and form, will be perceived. Rays of brilliant light as numerous as all the grains of sand in the Ganges rivers flow out from every pore of his body, and hundreds of thousands of myriads of kotis of manifested Buddha forms are present in each and every ray of light. The practitioner will become joyful when this condition appears. Then she or he must walk around the stupa while offering praise in verse. After 7 circuits have been completed, abundant treasures Tathagata will praise the Dharma successor with a great voice, saying, "Truly, you now capably practice in accordance with the Great Vehicle, faithfully following all-embracing goodness and doing self-amendment for the sense faculty of sight. As the result of this act, I come to you as your proof." Having spoken thus, he will then say in commendation, "Well done, Shakyamuni Buddha, well done. You skillfully expound the great Dharma, pouring down the great Dharma's rain to bring all manner of muddled living beings to clarity." The practitioner, having seen the stupa of abundant treasures Buddha, must then turn again to all-embracing goodness Bodhisattva, place his or her palms together, pay homage, and say, "Great teacher, teach me the way of self-amendment for my faults." All-embracing goodness will respond, saying, "Throughout many kalpas, the function of your sense faculty of hearing has caused you to chase after and follow external sounds. When you hear wonderful sounds, your mind develops infatuation and attachment. When you hear unwholesome sounds, 108 kinds of delusive worldly passions arise to do you harm. Adverse conditions are the consequences reaped from such a dysfunctional ear, and your constant hearing of unwholesome sounds gives rise to numerous complications. Because you hear things contrary to reality, you fall into bitter conditions or into faraway realms where there are wrong views and where the Dharma is not heard. You now internalize and keep faith with the great vehicle, the treasury of the ocean of beneficial effects. You see the Buddhas in the 10 directions by reason of this cause. The stupa of abundant treasures Buddha appears to you as proof. Accordingly, you must express your errors and faults yourself and amend yourself of impurities." Then, having heard these words, the practitioner must again place palms together, cast his or her body upon the ground, and speak thus: "Fully enlightened world, honored one, manifest and bear witness for me that the comprehensive sutras are the core of mercy and compassion. May you commune with me and hear my words. Throughout many kalpas, up to the existence at this point, my sense faculty of hearing has caused me to become deluded and to become attached to the sounds I hear just as glue adheres to straw. The poisons of delusive worldly passions are stirred up whenever I hear unwholesome sounds, and I become deluded and attached to them unceasingly everywhere. Being around these hollow sounds exhausts my mental functions, and I fall into the 3 unwholesome realms. My awareness of this is now awakened for the first time. I face the world, honored one, to make an acknowledgement and amend myself. Having completed self-amendment, the practitioner will see Abundant Treasures Buddha emit a great, bright, golden-colored light, shining everywhere in the eastern direction and extending to worlds in all of the 10 directions as well. It highlights innumerable Buddhas whose bodies are the color of pure gold. In the skies in the eastern direction, these words will be richly intoned. Here is a Buddha, a world-honored one, whose name is Splendid Virtue. Also, here are innumerable Buddhas emanated from him, sitting in the lotus posture on lion seats at the base of jeweled trees. All of these world-honored ones are engaged in the specialized focus of mind regarding their universal manifestation in any figure or form, and they are saying these words of praise. Well done, you of good intent, well done. You are now reciting and internalizing the Great Vehicle Sutras. What you are taking to heart is the realm of Buddhas. After these words are spoken, all-embracing goodness Bodhisattva will once again expound a method of self-amendment for the practitioner's sake. In your previous existences, throughout innumerable kalpas, because you so yearned for sweet sense in every situation, your evaluations of what you discerned were based upon attachment, and you fell into the cycle of births and deaths. Accordingly, you must now contemplate the foundation of the Great Vehicle. The foundation of the Great Vehicle is the true reality of all things. After hearing these words, the practitioner must cast his or her body to the ground and undertake further self-amendment. Having done so, the practitioner must then speak thus. Namu Shakyamuni Buddha, Namu Stupa of Abundant Treasures Buddha, Namu all Buddhas emanated from Shakyamuni Buddha in all the 10 directions. Having said this, he or she must universally pay homage thusly to the Buddhas in the 10 directions. Namu, Splendid Virtue Buddha of the East, and all Buddhas emanated from him. As if seeing each one of them with his or her own eyes, the practitioner should, with reverent thoughts, make offerings of incense and flowers. When finished paying homage, the practitioner must then formally kneel, place his or her palms together, and give praise to the Buddhas with a variety of verses. After praising them, the practitioner must speak to matters of the 10 harmful karmic actions and do self-amendment for his or her impurities. Having completed self-amendment, the practitioner should speak these words. In previous existences, throughout innumerable kalpas, I longed for sense, flavors, and contacts, and I produced many impurities. Throughout uncountable existences, ever since having such causes has resulted in my taking on various unsavory forms, being in hells and among hungry spirits and beasts, and being in faraway realms where there are wrong views. Today, I avow harmful karmic acts like these. Taking refuge in the Buddha, masters of the correct Dharma, I acknowledge my impurities and amend myself of them. When the self-amendment process is completed, the practitioner must again internalize and recite the Great Vehicle Sutras without laziness of body or mind. Through the power of the Great Vehicle, an ethereal voice will declare to the Dharma successor, "You must now face the Buddhas of the 10 directions and praise and give voice to the Great Vehicle. Before the Buddhas, relate your faults yourself. The Buddha Tathagatas are your compassionate fathers. You must yourself declare the unwholesome and harmful karmic acts produced by your sense faculty of speech. This sense faculty of speech musters characteristics of undesirable karma, lies, flattery, deprecating words, duplicity, defamation, and slander, praise of wrong views, and use of useless words. In the manner of such many and multiple varieties of kinds of harmful karmic acts, it instigates conflicts and confusion and asserts that Dharma is not Dharma. I now amend myself of all impurities such as these." After saying these words before the heroes of the world, the practitioner must cast him or herself upon the ground and universally pay homage to the Buddhas in the 10 directions. The practitioner must then kneel erectly on both knees, place palms together, and say, "The troubles and faults of this tongue are innumerable and limitless. The thorns of harmful karmic causes grow from the sense faculty of speech. Estrangement from correct discourse on the Dharma begins with this tongue, and thus does this unwholesome tongue destroy seeds of beneficial effects. It forcefully discourses on many matters that have no meaning. Its praise of wrong views is like stoking their fires, thereby intensifying the flames that harm living beings. It is like something that poisons and brings death with no outward signs. The detrimental, adverse, dire consequence of all this is to fall into bitter conditions for 100 or 1,000 kalpas. I sink into a great hell because of deceitful speech. I now take refuge in the Buddhas of the southern direction and avow my very grave faults. When the practitioner effects this mindfulness, a voice will fill the air. There is a Buddha in the southern direction whose name is Sandalwood Virtue. This Buddha also has innumerable Buddhas emanating from him, all of whom expound the great vehicle that destroys and eliminates impurities and faults. As for your impurities, you should now face the innumerable Buddhas in the 10 directions, the greatly compassionate world-honored ones. Avow your very grave faults and sincerely amend yourself. After these words have been spoken, the practitioner must cast him or herself onto the ground and pay homage to the Buddhas again. At this time, the Buddhas will send forth rays of bright light that illuminate the practitioner's body, causing the practitioner to become spontaneously joyful in body and mind, and to bring forth great mercy and compassion pervasively in thoughts of all things. The Buddhas will then extensively expound ways of great compassion and benevolence for the practitioner's benefit. Furthermore, they will teach the practitioner to use kind words and to follow the 6 ways of harmony and respect. Hearing these teachings and commands, the practitioner's heart will overflow with joy, and he or she will then fully internalize and master them without laziness or pause. An ethereal voice will again fill the air and tolling thus. You must now amend both body and mind, the body by killing, stealing, and behaving licentiously, and the mind by conceiving various unwholesome things, produce the 10 harmful karmic actions as well as the 5 grievous acts. Moreover, their monkey-like and glue-like attachments to things everywhere thoroughly permeate all the 6 sense faculties. All the karmic actions of these 6 faculties, their branches, twigs, flowers, and leaves, extend fully throughout the 3 realms, the 25 states of existence, at all places where beings take birth, and they function to facilitate ignorance, aging, death, and others of the 12 factors that cause suffering. You cannot but be immersed in the 8 improper practices and the 8 conditions in which it is difficult to see a Buddha. You must now amend yourself of unwholesome and harmful karmic acts such as these. After hearing these words, the practitioner should then inquire of the voice in the air, "At what place may I now practice the way of self-amendment?" The ethereal voice will then immediately reply, saying, "Shakyamuni Buddha is Vairocana, the one who is present in all places. Where this Buddha abides is called perpetual tranquil life, where perpetuity is perfectly achieved, where the perfect truth of self is constituted, where perfect purity casts off the aspects of existence, where perfect happiness is no longer a characteristic that occupies body and mind, where phenomena are no longer perceived as having or not having aspects, where likewise there is serene liberation as well as perfect wisdom. As these are features of the ever-abiding Dharma, you must accordingly contemplate the Buddhas of the 10 directions." Thereupon the Buddhas of the 10 directions will each extend their right hand, gently stroke the practitioner's head, and speak these words, "Well done, you of good intent, well done. Because you internalize and recite the Great Vehicle Sutras, the Buddhas of the 10 directions will expound the method of self-amendment practiced by bodhisattvas. Neither cut off all ties to the impulses of desire, nor live fully in the ocean of such impulses. Contemplate the non-existence of what is grasped as mine. Conceptualizations arise based on error that is mistaken for truth. In this way, delusion gives rise to the concept of mind. In the same manner that wind has no foundation in the air, aspects of phenomena are without origination or cessation. What is guilt? What is bliss? As one's mind by nature is emptiness, guilt and bliss have no owner. All phenomena are the same as this. They neither abide nor decay. Amend yourself in this way. Contemplate the non-existence of what is grasped as mind. A phenomena does not stay fixed in itself. All phenomena conform to liberation, to the truth of the extinguishment of suffering, and to complete tranquility. Grasping things in this way is described as ultimate self-amendment. It is described as fully composing self-amendment. It is described as self-amendment free from aspects of guilt. It is described as destroying the distinctions of mind. Those who practice this self-amendment will be as flowing water, pure and clean in body and mind, not staying fixed in themselves. They will be able to discern all-embracing goodness bodhisattva and the Buddhas of the Ten Directions as well in any moment of concentration. With their bright light of great compassion, the world-honored ones will then expound the truth of formlessness to the practitioner. He or she will hear the explanation of the ultimate principle of emptiness. There will be neither fear nor alarm in the practitioner's mind after hearing the explanation, and when the time comes, he or she will be prepared to take up the true status of bodhisattvahood. The Buddha addressed Ananda. Practicing in this way is called doing self-amendment. This self-amendment is the method of self-amendment of the Buddhas, of the great bodhisattvas, and the Ten Directions. The Buddha said to Ananda, when followers of the Buddha undertake to amend themselves of unwholesome and harmful karmic acts after the Buddha has passed away, they must resolutely internalize and recite the Great Vehicle Sutras. This comprehensive teaching is the Buddha Eye of the Buddhas. It is the means by which Buddhas perfect the five kinds of vision, and from it the Buddha's three manifestations arise. This is great evidence of the Dharma, and it attests to the realm of Nirvana. It is within such a realm that the Buddha's pure threefold manifestation is able to come forth. This threefold manifestation is a source of benefit for human and heavenly beings, and it is supremely worthy of reverence. It should be known that those who internalize and recite the comprehensive Great Vehicle Sutras will be endowed with the Buddha's merit, and that they will lastingly eliminate unwholesomeness and live in keeping with the Buddha's wisdom. Then expounding further, the world-honored one will spoke in verse, when the sense faculty of sight is corrupted by karmic encumbrances that make it impure, you must resolutely internalize the great vehicle and ponder its ultimate principle. This is called doing self-amendment for the eye to bring unwholesome karmic influences to an end. This sense faculty of hearing gives ear to disruptive sounds and spoils your sense of accord. Because such confusion occurs, you become like a foolish monkey. You must resolutely internalize the great vehicle and contemplate the emptiness and formlessness of all things. You will lastingly bring an end to unwholesomeness and hear in all ten directions with a celestial ear. The sense faculty of smell has attachments to sense, and so affected drives you to make contacts. The nose is thus crazed and seduced, and so affected begets impure perceptions. When you internalize the Great Vehicle Sutras and contemplate the true reality of all things, you will lastingly part from harmful karmic actions, and in lives to come not produce them again. The sense faculty of speech promotes the five wrong views and unwholesome karmic cause resulting from the wanton use of words. When you aspire to effect self-control, diligently foster a heart of compassion. Reflect on how the tranquil true reality of all phenomena has no aspects for you to discern. The sense faculty of the mind, just as a monkey, takes not even a moment's rest. When you aspire to government, you must diligently internalize the great vehicle. Focus on the Buddhas, on their fully awakened embodiments, with the capacity and dauntlessness that they have achieved. The material body, the agency of actions, behaves like dust blown about by the wind. Six thieves have their way with it, without limit and free from control. When you aspire to end this inferior condition, to lastingly part from overwhelming desires, to abide always in the city of Nirvana, and to be serene and have a calm mind, you must internalize the Great Vehicle Sutras and turn your mind to the Mother of Bodhisattvas. Countless surpassing skillful means are gained by reflecting on the true reality of all things. These six ways are thus named the governing of the six sense faculties. The ocean of all karmic encumbrances is produced by deluded perceptions. When you aspire to amend yourself of them, focus on the true reality of all phenomena while sitting upright and properly. All impurities like frost and dew can be dispelled by wisdom's sun. Accordingly, with utmost dedication, do self-amendment for the six sense faculties. Having expounded these verses, the Buddha said to Ananda, "You should now embrace this method of doing self-amendment for the six sense faculties through contemplation of the Bodhisattva all-embracing goodness, expounded widely and skillfully to human and heavenly beings everywhere in the ten directions. When followers of Buddha accept, keep faith with, recite, internalize, and give voice to the comprehensive sutras after the Buddha's passing, they must recite and internalize the comprehensive sutras and reflect on the Great Vehicle's principles in some tranquil place, whether in a cemetery or in a hermitage or under a tree in the woods. Because the power of their concentration will become strong, they will gain perception of my being and likewise perceive the stupa of abundant treasures Buddha, innumerable emanated Buddhas in the ten directions, all-embracing goodness Bodhisattva, Manju City Bodhisattva, King of Medicines Bodhisattva, and incomparable medicine Bodhisattva. Because they so venerate the Dharma, we, bearing wondrous flowers, will permeate the skies to praise those who revere, follow, and keep faith with the way. And because those who keep faith with this method are resolutely internalizing the comprehensive Great Vehicle Sutras, they will be honored and sustained day and night by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas." The Buddha addressed Ananda, "By means and because of reflection on the true principle of the Great Vehicle, I have become rid of impurities from a cycle of countless numbers of births and deaths spanning hundreds of millions of myriads of kalpas, as have the bodhisattvas of the current era and the Buddhas of the Ten Directions. And each of those now in the Ten Directions has been able to become an awakened one by means and because of this wonderful and surpassing method of self-amendment. Anyone who aspires to quickly achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment and aspires to perceive in present time the Buddhas of the Ten Directions and all-embracing goodness Bodhisattva as well must purify him or herself with a bath, don pure and clean clothing, burn fine incense, and seek out a quiet, secluded location. There, he or she must internalize and recite the Great Vehicle Sutras and reflect on the Great Vehicle's principle." The Buddha spoke thus to Ananda, "When living beings wish to contemplate the Bodhisattva all-embracing goodness, they should do this contemplation. Contemplating in this manner is known as correct contemplation. Contemplation done in any other manner is called errant contemplation. When followers of the Buddha practice self-amendment according to the Buddha's instructions after the Buddha has passed away, it should be known that they are doing the practice of all-embracing goodness. Those who follow the practice of all-embracing goodness will not experience negative situations or detrimental karmic consequences. Those living beings who pay homage to the Buddhas of the Ten Directions at the six specified times of day and night, internalize the Great Vehicle Sutras and reflect on the ultimate principle, the most profound truth of emptiness, will in an instant become rid of the impurities from innumerable hundreds of millions of myriads of kalpas of the cycles of birth and death. Those who follow this practice are truly Buddha successors, born of all the Buddhas. The Buddhas of the Ten Directions and the Bodhisattvas as well will be their mentors. They will be recognized as those who fully conform to the behavioral principles of bodhisattvas. Without the need of a ceremony, they will fulfill them on their own. They will become worthy of being honored and rendered service by all humans and heavenly beings. When a practitioner desires to fully conform to bodhisattva behavioral principles, he or she must then seek out a quiet, secluded location, place palms together, pay homage universally to the Buddhas of the Ten Directions, admit to his or her faults, and amend him or herself of impurities. And then, in a tranquil place, the practitioner must address the Buddhas of the Ten Directions, saying these words: "The Buddhas, the world-honored ones, are always present in this world. Yet even though I believe in the comprehensive sutras, I am unable to clearly discern the Buddhas because of my karmic encumbrances. I now take refuge in the Buddha. May you, Shakyamuni Buddha, fully enlightened world-honored one, please become my mentor. O Manju City, possessor of great wisdom, with your wisdom and understanding, please initiate me in the pure bodhisattva ways. Thereby, out of compassion for me, Maitreya Bodhisattva, the son of surpassing mercy, will permit me to take up the bodhisattva ways. The Buddhas of the Ten Directions will appear to bear witness for me, and the eminent bodhisattvas, those supreme great leaders who safeguard living beings, who inspire and watch over those like me, will each make themselves known by name. On this day, I accept and embrace the comprehensive sutras, even if I should fall into hells and suffer innumerable hardships. Upon reaching the end of this life, through it all, I will never renounce the correct Dharma of the Buddhas. By means and reason of these causes and the power of their beneficial effects, Shakyamuni Buddha now becomes my mentor, and Manju City becomes my steward. O Maitreya, who is to come, please impart the teachings to me. O Buddhas of the Ten Directions, please bear witness for my assurance. O great virtuous bodhisattvas, please be my companions. Trusting now in the wonderful and most profound principles of the Great Vehicle Sutras, I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, I take refuge in the Sangha." The practitioner must say this three times. Having taken refuge in the three treasures, the practitioner must personally vow to adopt the six appropriate behaviors. Having embraced the six appropriate behaviors, he or she must then diligently strive to cultivate unwavering pure conduct, awaken a mind of use to universally ferry others, and adopt the eight appropriate behaviors. Having made this commitment, the practitioner, in a quiet, secluded location, must burn fine incense, scatter flowers, offer respects to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and to the comprehensive great vehicle as well, and say these words: "Here this day, I have awakened the aspiration for enlightenment. Through the beneficial effects of this, may I universally ferry all living beings." After saying this, the practitioner must again humbly pay homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and reflect on the comprehensive principle over the course of 1 to 3 times 7 days. Whether a renunciant or layperson, the practitioner will not need a mentor, will not need steward, and will not need to take vows in a ceremony because of the power of accepting, keeping faith with, reciting, and internalizing the Great Vehicle Sutras, and because of all-embracing goodness Bodhisattva's encouragement to engage in this practice. This is the core of the true way of the Buddhas in the Ten Directions. By means and reason of this way, the practitioner will naturally attain the five attributes of an enlightened one: perfection in behavioral principles, perfection in concentration, perfection in wisdom, perfection in emancipation, and perfection in the perspective that pertains to emancipation. Buddha Tathagatas become so by following this way. Promise of their Buddhahood is obtained in the Great Vehicle Sutras. Based on this, O wise one, suppose a Shravaka practitioner repudiates his or her attitude towards the threefold taking of refuge, or towards the five behavioral principles, or towards the eight behavioral principles, or towards the behavioral principles of a monk or nun, or a novice monk or a nun, or a novice nun in the final 2 years of training, or towards matters of dignified conduct. Numerous offenses against the behavioral principles and the rules of dignified conduct are generated by such a foolish, ignorant, unwholesome, and contrary mind. If such a person desires to eliminate and become free of faults and afflictions, and be restored as one who conforms to the rules of renunciate, he or she must diligently follow and recite the comprehensive sutras, ponder the ultimate principle, the most profound truth of emptiness, and make discernment based on this emptiness become intrinsic to his or her mind. It should be known that this person then, lastingly and with no residue, brings all moral defilements to an end within a moment of thought. Such a person is recognized as one who conforms to the codes of the renunciants and fully manifests the ways of dignified conduct. He or she will become worthy of being honored and rendered service by all human and heavenly beings. Suppose a man who is a lay follower flouts the ways of dignified conduct and does unwholesome things. To do unwholesome things means to claim that there are errors and faults in the Buddha's teachings, to talk at length about bad things and offenses the fourfold assembly has committed, to steal and behave licentiously, and to feel no shame. If he desires to amend himself and remove and destroy these impurities, he must diligently recite and internalize the comprehensive sutras and reflect on the ultimate principle. Suppose kings and ministers of state, spiritual leaders, people of privilege and wealthy persons, civic leaders, and others of this kind untiringly pursue their cravings, commit the five grievous acts, speak ill of comprehensive sutras, and embrace the 10 harmful karmic actions. The consequences of these wrongs is to fall into bitter conditions that exceed even those of a raging storm. They will most certainly fall into the avijja hell if they desire to rid themselves of and destroy encumbrances resulting from these karmic causes. They must avenge shame and amend themselves of impurities. What are said to be the ways of self-amendment for leaders and the privileged? A way of self-amendment is that they must fundamentally maintain a pure heart and mind, not speak ill of the three treasures, not cause hindrances for renunciants, and not cause hardships or act maliciously towards those who practice pure living. They must fix their thoughts on and cultivate the six banners of mindfulness. They must also support, render service to, and honor, but do not need to worship, those who keep faith with the great vehicle. And they must keep in mind the extremely profound truth that is found in the sutras, the ultimate principle of emptiness. Being mindful in this way is called practicing the first self-amendment for leaders and the privileged. A second self-amendment is to act filially toward their parents and respect their teachers and elders. This is called practicing the second way of self-amendment. A third self-amendment is to govern their domains with appropriate laws and not restrict people unjustly. This is called practicing the third self-amendment. Fourth self-amendment is to direct that all within their spheres of influence refrain from killing and observe other such specified ways during the six abstaining days of the month. This is called practicing the fourth self-amendment. A fifth self-amendment is that they must fundamentally, deeply believe in karmic cause and effect, trust the one genuine path, and be aware of the timeless presence of the Buddha. This is called practicing the fifth self-amendment. The Buddha spoke thus to Ananda: if there are any in future worlds who pursue mastery of these methods of self-amendment as such, it should be known that they don the clothes of humility, that Buddhas will watch over and inspire them, and that it will not take a long time for them to achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment. When these words were spoken, 10,000 heavenly beings attained the Dharma eye that clearly sees the truth of all things, and Maitreya Bodhisattva, the other eminent Bodhisattvas, and Ananda, hearing the Buddha's teachings, rejoiced and faithfully followed them. Here ends the sutra expounded by the Buddha on practice of the way through contemplation of the Bodhisattva all-embracing goodness.